Gold Coast's 92.5 Triple M Gold.
With another Flan, Ali and Spider podcast.
Okay, so you've made the effort to listen to this podcast, so let's get into what is coming up on it. Serenity Safe Harbour, Byron Bay's original hippie.
Tick.
Will be on the show. Ali, outing a colleague of yours, someone in the studio.
Oh.
Spider, that was a bit worrying, wasn't it?
What was that? Very slurpy.
Wow.
Sorry,
this is
everyone.
Very 7-Eleven-ish, wasn't it?
I'm going to order room service now.
Do not do that again, Flan. Spider, Bob Catter is the federal politician. He is the gift that keeps on giving, and you're highlighting some of your favourite Bob Catterisms.
Yeah, to blow up, and I love it. I love it when he speaks his mind, Bobby.
He went after a national called Ross Cadell and didn't miss him either.
Ali, I know that you are doing really, really well. We're right behind you with your fitness journey, your campaign, your quest to get fitter.
Yes, exactly. Well, it's actually a quest just straight up to lose 15 kgs.
Yeah,
put my money where my mouth is.
A little bit of temptation today, though. All right, that
you
coming up.
You made a massive change to your life, Ali. Are you feeling better for it?
Yeah, I do feel better. Look, and to be honest, Flanny, all I've done is stop eating so much crap and indulgence, and I've actually just started moving.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah. But so, as you said, made a massive change to life.
Yeah. Huge. Have you got anything else on the podcast before I throw a question out
Alistair?
Well, I was just going to say that on a separate podcast will be, I suppose, we talk about Gold Coast crime and there is a crime crisis, a lot of people are saying. We speak to former Queensland police officer and now criminology lecturer at Bond Uni, Terry Goldsworthy, get his take on
Extremely reputable.
Yep. And then we get the leader of the state opposition on, David Crisafulli, to get his take on what he would do if he was in government.
Got a challenge for him, though. He's not allowed to bag the government. He has to talk about what he would do.
So
he's in a unique position to do something about this.
There'll be a separate podcast clip on listener that coming up.
Please check it out.
You did get his name wrong, though. It's David Crisafulli Sick.
Oh,
Fully Sick.
Crisafulli Sick.
All right. Fully Sick is going to be on a separate podcast. Now, Spider, off you go.
When was the biggest change you've made in your life?
Ooh.
Fantastic.
Ali, you're saying now, like, you've changed a lot, but when was that time you made the biggest change?
Ooh, well, what? Just
anytime. It could have been anything.
The biggest change would have been falling pregnant.
Okay.
With Jess, because she wasn't planned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that would have been probably the biggest change in my life, definitely, at that time. And then I had Jake 13 and a half months later and he wasn't planned either.
Mm. Okay, so, your firstborn?
Yeah.
Plan?
Yeah, that's a great question, mate.
Thank you. I
reckon for me, in my heart, probably when I started to play music.
Yep.
To me, that was the when I really sort of went, oh, that's me. I know what I want to do. I want to spend my time on this planet. So that would be it for sure. Of course, family and but put them aside for just heart stuff. Yeah, music for sure.
Okay.
What about you?
Oh, Alistair?
I reckon going overseas and coming back with a completely different perspective on life and, you know, just what you can do and
really open my eyes.
Yeah.
Well, then I need to change mine because that wasn't planned. If it's a change that you planned,
but it still changed your life.
You can change it.
But you can change it. What do you want to put in?
Going on along the same vein as you two, what you've just said, well, yeah, it would be when I had that moment when I thought, yeah, I'm actually going to start pursuing a career in radio.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You know, because that made a lot of huge changes in my life.
Yes.
So, and there was a catalyst that did that. But yeah, that's been a massive change to my life because prior to that I really didn't have a long-term career. I mean, I'd done lots of different sales jobs, but huge change. And probably moving to Hobart for the job, you know, that was a massive change
commitment.
In my life.
Yep.
Yeah.
Spide, come on.
I think for me, I think it was when I was told, I've been playing footy for, a couple of years and we had one of those, nice leadership
Honesty sessions. What they pin you with?
Well, I was still playing senior footy, so, I thought I was going all right. But when they actually voted and they had to put everyone in from the most professional to the least professional, and we had 52 players on the list, I come in at number 50.
Ooh. No.
Wow.
So from
what'd you change?
Well, that day I got up at 5 o'clock every morning and trained And did it away from the, made sure I was first at training. So made all these changes.
Diet.
What were you doing before that? Like, oh, were you rocking up to training late and things like that?
Yeah, they just thought I was lazy. I was, I suppose, unreliable. And so changed all that. Yeah. And then I was able to, you know, obviously that helped me with footy after.
You were 20 years of age, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So cut yourself some slack.
No, but that was probably the biggest moment where you sit there and go.
What an amazing gift. Realistically.
Huge.
What a fantastic
That's
gift
why you're in the
you.
Hall of Fame, mate, because of that leadership
yeah,
chat.
For your coach or whoever to do that. That's
it was
changed
one of
your entire life.
The start of the times of those leading teams and stuff like that.
Uh-huh. But, did you address diet?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And after you did did your stink less?
The coach used to always have a crack at me because, you know, you had the placebo of, or not the placebo, you had the perception out there that, you know, you'd go out and drink and have fun and, you know, you tell all the boys, I'll be out. I just wouldn't go.
I'd sit
at home and, you know, I had my daughter anyway at that stage, so it was a lot easier.
That's
like I would, if I went out, I would go, but then plenty of times I didn't.
Pro athlete and father of one unplanned at 20? That's an interesting stage of life, that.
Yeah.
Hey, really interesting, all of that. Do you know that whole professional list? Can we do that here on who?
Okay. Tomorrow's podcast.
No.
You bringing your list.
Yeah, you're bringing it.
No.
You bring your list.
Yeah. Let's
and you
do
tell us out.
Let's do lots of lists. All right. Who's the nicest?
Oh.
Who's the meanest? Who's the ugliest?
Okay.
Who stinks the most?
All right. We got a few lists to go through.
Yeah, it's a big wigger podcast.
Here it is. This is the Flan Alley Inspired Triple M Gold Breakfast podcast. As we say good morning to Byron Bay's original hippie Serenity Safe Harbour.
Namaste. Fizzy and Mabong.
Please let me in the light.
Thank you, Peter Spider, for dimming the lights. Good morning, Ali Plath.
Good morning, Serena.
Working hard, are we, to lose some weight?
I am.
I'm excited for you. I am. We'll get to that. I'll introduce myself. Ooh. My adopted Rainbow Province name is Serenity Safe Harbour. I was once Rockhampton Truck Stop's Variety Hour Queen of Country Music. My first single, My Doggy's Facelift or Done Gone Wrong, did very, very well. My first album.
My first album was
played on Rockhampton Radio from beginning to end. Unprecedented. Look, I'm pretty certain that the DJ just needed to park a deuce, but hey, they played the entire album. The album is called Let's Get Metaphysical, and I performed under the name Olivia Newton-Dong. I was also known for a short while as Lady Freckinacea Speckle, but the less said about my time in the Liberal Party, the better. I think you're speaking with David Crisafulli this morning, aren't you?
Yes.
I look forward to that opportunity. Yeah. Ali, I support you so much on your way to lost journey.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my goodness. I want you to know that whatever you weigh, it's perfect. But here is a voucher with some free supplements. They are complimentary. They have no nutritional value, but they fill you up and give you tremendous gas. It's so much fun. I give them out at my weight loss center, Shangri-Ladas. And you have stayed there?
Yes.
And you have lost any weight?
I have lost about,
Serenity.
Little bit.
I understand, Peter, that you're a bit gun-shy about speaking about a woman's weight, and I am asking respectfully. The Shangri-Ladas Weight Loss Centre is a holistic centre, Ali. We focus on the whole.
He's been there.
He has been there. It's a holistic Shangri-Ladas Weight Loss Centre. Mm-hmm. We focus on the whole.
We know that. We've heard that.
I'm just resetting. Now I'm going to have to say it again. Shangri-Lada focuses holistically on the whole. And what
that.
You stuff into it.
Okay.
So just I'm suggesting colonic irrigation for you,
I've
Ali.
Had one. It was so painful.
Was it? I don't find that. It's amazing what a little Nilex can do. But I want you to take those supplements.
Okay.
They have absolutely no nutritional value whatsoever.
We know that too.
Yeah. But they do have two drops of a magic ingredient and you will lose weight. Ooh. It's called norovirus. Have you ever had it?
Nah.
Yeah.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
Look, one of the things I love about our team is the accountability that we sort of make each other have. Spider, you've helped me, making me accountable for something I said last year. Now I've got to lose 15 kilos in 3.5 weeks. I would like to have my turn at keeping someone accountable, if that's okay, because I'm accusing someone in this studio of having aliases on Facebook, all right, and social media.
What?
Oh, yeah. What do you mean what?
So who do you reckon? All right, let's all have a guess. Who do you reckon it would be? Well, Spider, who do you think it would
it's
be?
It's tough because you're bringing it up.
Yeah.
Because I reckon you'd have one too.
No. Nah.
You'd have
I don't have the time to even run my own.
Al Davey would be a snake in the grass.
No.
Listen, you haven't heard my... I reckon you'd be,
all the evidence.
And for you to jump out that quick now starts me to double down.
Yeah,
it's got to be flat.
No, because you'd be...
No, deflection.
You are dodgy ass. And you'd be snooping through people's information.
Yeah, for the snoop factor, you're right. Snoop,
bro. I do snoop.
Huge snoop factor.
And Flan,
well,
to be
Sean,
honest...
Sean, Dada. What's the other one?
Sean, Flan and Dada, depending on the time of the day.
Yeah, but I think Flan because I don't know. He's just, he can't even organise his own. Yeah.
So you're thinking not Flan.
Thank you for that vote of no confidence.
Well, who do you
reckon? I agree with you. Well, I'm starting to worry that it's me because...
Well, have you?
I don't know. Do I?
Well, Al, who do you reckon? Out of the three of us, who would be the most dodgiest?
Well, that's you.
No.
Who would you bet all your dim sims on?
On social media.
You're on social media a bit, Flan, so I'm thinking it's going to be you.
Yeah, I'm going to lock me.
Well, Flan, I am actually, yes, you're correct. I'm accusing you of having an alias.
Yes, called what?
On Facebook. Well, as a woman.
Oh.
Called Bryony, but I'll get to that in a second.
Yeah, yeah.
Brian.
Well, here's what, Flan, you revealed yesterday about destroying something at your house.
Oh. Had a gigantic chicken shed on the back of my ute and then I reversed it into my sunshade over the driveway.
And then I go onto one of the Gold Coast community pages this morning.
Yes.
And a Bryony Andrews has put up a little ad saying, looking for a shade sale company to come give a quote this week. If possible, please.
Yes.
Flan, are you Bryony?
Look, I can be.
You can be. Well, look.
Call me anything you like for the right money.
Well.
And your glasses are fogging up.
Are they?
Yes.
They are too.
Yes. Yes.
I'm feeling very briny right now.
Guilty as charged. And look, if you're wanting some information for the shade sale, you may not have seen your message yet, Briony.
Well, what have I written?
But Sonia has said, try Anthony's shade sales, local and fantastic workmanship. So there you go.
Tarn's a great bloke.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
And don't forget, voting booths are open, so you can go and vote. We've got the local election on this weekend, so make sure if you don't want to be lining up, and they reckon they've had record numbers vote already. But what I love
no
about...
No one wants to give up a Saturday.
No, no way. And do they have sausages anymore?
I haven't seen them, not at the local voting place in Mudjerabar. I haven't seen one sausage, not one Barbie.
You know what? No. That'll probably be a COVID hangover thing.
Yeah. You know. But I love, what do you love about politics? Who's your favourite politician? Ooh. You know what I mean? Like, we love Trump, and we're going to be joined by Dave Crisafulli.
You mean for entertainment
purposes? Yeah, entertainment value.
Okay. I like to observe him, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. People love Trump because he comes out with ridiculous comments.
Yeah, yeah. He does.
And it's entertaining. Mm-hmm. Who's your favourite Aussie poly?
You know, I actually quite like Jackie Lambie. Yeah,
yes, Lambo.
I like the way she stands up. I don't always agree with her, and I don't care about that, but I really like her attitude.
Yeah, she's great. See, for me, Bob Catter.
Yeah. Oh. I got 100. Yeah.
Bob Catter and Trump would be hilarious together.
Oh
yeah. Imagine them playing around the golf out in the back streets of Australia. Those two. I love it. And Bob Catter, federal... election, I mean, federal politics. He was at it again yesterday. Have a listen yesterday when he was confronted by another journo at one of his, stand-up media places.
You let me...
He thought he knew better.
Don't speak over me again. This bloke won't shut up. He won't let anyone else have a say.
You're paying on taxpayer money to...
Don't keep interrupting me. You hear me? Don't keep interrupting me. I have a right to have a say. You don't know you don't. Time I opened my mouth, you started talking. Right, now shut up.
Oh, yes.
I love it.
Holy hell.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. So, Bob Catter has given us some great entertainment over the years. Mm-hmm. Here's another one when he was just, I think he was on, it was either The Project or one of those morning shows.
Are you going to ignore me now?
That's correct.
I told you that I don't answer those questions. Yeah. I'm not interested in them. Yeah. There are burning issues in this country that I talk about.
I love him. This is about, a bit about youth crime.
All of my life, if some cheeky little mongrel that was completely out of control said to me that, I'd smack him in the mouth. And if he got up, I'd smack him in the mouth again.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Lawmaker.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And then get any better than that.
Yeah, because he gets, he's very, very famous for this.
Gets up again. Yeah.
This one where he was talking about.
Yes. This is the best catter quote, is it?
Yes, here it is. Have a listen.
People are entitled to their sexual proclivities. You know, I mean, let there be 1,000 blossoms bloom. But I ain't spending any time on it.
We love you, Bob.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
92.5 Triple M Gold Breakfast with Flan, Ellie and Spider.
My esteemed co-host Spider Everett has dragged out some audio of me claiming I was going to lose 15 kilos by Easter at the end of last year. And here you go, I will declare, if I have not lost 15 kilos by Easter time next year, you can come over to my house and throw away whatever you want. So now apparently I'm on a weight loss journey.
Got me up in the gym, just working on my fitness. He's my witness.
Your personal trainer,
I'm there. Come on in, get me in.
Officially, we had a couple trials, but it's been a month.
Okay.
And we've trained once.
Listen, I am committed.
Well, you're here for 4 hours a day. If you've got a bike, if you've got a stepper, if you've got an ab roller, we need it. Andy in Ashmore.
Yes, good morning, guys. I've got a stationary upright bicycle that she could have. I bought it for my wife and she doesn't use it.
Perfect. We love it. We'll have it, Andy.
On Monday.
Okay, here we go.
I was 91.2 kilos.
All right, yes. Another drum roll.
So today, how many days later? 3 days, 4 days later? I'm at 87.6.
What?
Just working on my fitness. He's my witness.
You've got 18 days. Andy in Ashmore said he had a bike.
I thought I might go and get it so you can ride it for 3 hours today and 4 hours tomorrow.
Okay, it's arrived.
Here we go. Get on it.
All right, you're not allowed to off that until 9 o'clock.
I'm not backing out. No, I'm not.
Hey,
keep going.
Come on, keep the legs rolling.
You're not stopping.
All right. I want you to think of this show for the next week as a spin class.
Yeah.
Last night you faced some temptation.
I had a couple of glasses of red wine.
Whoa.
I couldn't help myself.
Sugary.
Yes.
I know.
So that bike that you did yesterday,
You've
just wasted.
Well, I went up 200 grams on the scale.
Are you jumping on that bike?
Yeah,
come on,
get on it.
Just working on my fitness, he's my witness.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it brings us to today's temptation. And you know what, Ellie? No, look.
Why does there have to be a temptation? I'm working hard at behaving with food.
I know you are, but you know what? I want to chuck stuff out of your house. You declared it.
I'm pretty keen on taking some things out of that dumpster.
And don't forget, too, you pride yourself on knowing a lot about the individual when you get to meet someone. You like to know, you talk to them.
Yeah, five minutes after we go anyway, Spider, Ali, you'll know everything about a person.
Yep.
Everything.
So I've got six questions here for you, and every question that you get wrong, it's all about myself and Flan, things you should know. Every question you got wrong, you've got to select a dish that I've got here that you've got to eat.
Look at this.
Oh, Snickers and chips and everything. That's not fair.
You've got six dishes. You've got Snickers. You've got potato gems, dim sims, chips, toasted cheese sandwich, and also the chocolate cake.
By the way, this video is going to be up on our social.
All right, here we go.
It's delicious. Allie, you know what? Look, I'd much rather have my daily liver and kidney support tea.
Okay, question one. Question one.
Here we go.
For the first plate.
That was a good lie.
In my milk in the mornings, do I use skinny milk or full cream milk?
You're a full cream man.
There you go.
There's one from one.
Yes,
do I get to eat one of those dim sims?
Yes, you do.
Thank you.
Yeah, so can I pass something straight on to
you? You dodge it and you give it to Mud Guts here.
Straight away.
Okay.
Oh, Snickers.
Okay, question two. Who is the supercar driver that went to the same school as Flan's kids?
Ooh, I've mentioned him many times.
Oh,
No clues.
You know, I'm hopeless with sport.
All right.
Hang on.
Have a guess.
Hey, whoa. She's not offered an answer.
Have a guess.
Brock Feeney?
Yes! Excellent.
Yes!
Hand it over, lady.
Two from two.
What have I get?
The chocolate cake.
Yes!
All right. Snickers and a dim sum.
Question three.
Ask a hard one.
No, no. Question three.
That's fair.
Spell my middle name.
Oh, take your time.
No, don't take it.
Oh, well, what is your middle name?
Oh.
Hang on.
You'll get it.
Oh.
No.
Peter.
Yes.
Peter.
No, that's it.
Yes.
No, don't. Peter.
Dave, get out of it.
No.
Hang on.
Nah, it's gone. That's way too long.
I
choose
think
one.
You have run out of time.
Come on.
Okay, no.
What are these things?
They're potato gems.
Whoa.
With chili.
Oh. Okay. Well, the chili will go through me. I'm having one of them.
Yeah. Okay, number four. Number four.
Yes.
Flan's brother-in-law is a what?
He is the head of the Navy.
Flan?
It's true.
There you go. All right, two to go. Right, so two to go.
Admiral Mark Hammond.
Where did I grow up?
Where did you grow up?
Yep.
Well, the town?
Well, I want to say in Hastings.
Yes.
Yes.
Well
done.
Last one.
Hang on. What's your middle name, by the way?
Raymond.
Oh, that's right.
And it's spelled with an I, not a Y.
I'll have a potato gem.
Okay. What did Flan study after he left year 12?
Oh,
it's potato gem.
We haven't got long here.
Yeah, okay. Quick. I'm going to say.
No, you're reading.
He's either a teacher or a physio.
Which one?
Oh.
Quick, three.
Teacher.
Physio! There's another one. There you go.
Oh, that's pretty good, though.
Not too bad. Four out of six.
What are you taking?
What do you got?
I'm going to eat a potato gem and a dim sum.
Oh!
A dim sum.
So you can't
the video will be on our socials for this.